Fiji police are warning that illicit drugs more lethal than methamphetamine are being produced in the country. This comes after discoveries of clandestine laboratories in the western and eastern divisions. Police say meth is already very dangerous, and the fact that people are producing it in bathtubs is even more so, as Christine Ravoy reports.
Fiji's war on drugs has been going on since the 1980s. But drugs like methamphetamine are now more easily available than ever on the streets of the capital, Suva. A local sex worker who goes by the name Monroe claims she and other prostitutes often take meth.
I've seen younger sex workers come out on the streets. Not only on the streets, it's everywhere else, even undercover sex workers. And they are all in schools too, in those senses, but they do not know the effects of the drug.
For police, a growing concern is that people are now producing illicit drugs locally using very cheap and dangerous ingredients, which they make the end product even more harmful than usual to users' health. In a statement, the head of the police drug unit, Assistant Superintendent Anare Masitambua, says some people use cleaning detergent to extract sulfuric acid to cook meth. Mr. Masitambua says police had also discovered people manufacturing painkillers that could give the same high as meth.
But in other cases, they use the whole chemical, such as rat poison, to cook drugs, which could give a same high as meth, but more damaging. Means to say that people now have the knowledge to make drugs similar to methamphetamine. There's a rapid increase in the usage and seizure of methamphetamine and other synthetics. This shows that methamphetamine is locally manufactured.
The Director of Public Prosecutions, Christopher Pride, says it is estimated that illicit drug activities generate revenue of more than $5 million per annum, and local traffickers can make between $2,500 and $5,000 a day from the sale of cocaine and meth on the domestic market. Last year, police also seized more than 67,000 marijuana plants with a street value of $57 million on the island of Kandavu. And just last month, over 17,000 plants worth around $14.5 million were uprooted on Kandavu. Speaking at a meeting between police and residents on Kandavu, one of the chiefs, Ratukitione Raimbevu, said the issue posed huge challenges to the island's leaders.
For them, it's an issue. It also binds them to come up with a common goal, and that is to take it down to their various traditional units and address the issue. The police department is still working tirelessly with all the teams that come up to the islands to set up in terms of drug eradication. It needs a lot of support and assistance from the communities. It also needs more awareness since it deals with a lot of money.
The Defence Minister, Inia Seruratu, says the illegal drug trade needs to be eradicated as it impacts foreign investor confidence in Fiji.
Fiji has no place for drugs. I know the Commissioner of Police has aligned the Fiji police's focus accordingly on ridding our society of all forms of illicit drugs.
While the harmful effects of hard drugs like meth are still unknown to many in Fiji, psychiatrist Selina Kuruleta says people need to realize that these hard drugs are highly addictive and harmful to their health.
Their number one priority is staying on that high for as long as they can. Keeping a job 8 to 5 is near impossible. Carrying out normal conversations is almost impossible because they're thinking about how am I going to get my next fix.
The government has recommended that people take up cash crop farming to address the problem of marijuana cultivation. Meanwhile, a magistrate has warned 5 police officers accused of planting drugs in a vehicle against interfering with state witnesses while they are on bail. The 5 officers appeared in a Suva court under heavy police presence on Tuesday. The group is charged with 1 count of conspiracy to defeat justice, while 2 of them face an additional charge of 1 count of abuse of office. The case has been adjourned to April 23rd. Naya Dhangu, Christine Ravoy.